Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Lois Effect. I'm Anna.
And I'm Liz. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey,
girl.
Hi, doll.
Hello.
Well, happy after merriment. After merriment day. Anyway.
Yes, I'm glad it's done. Ooh. Exhausting. It was good though. It was really good because again, if I could opt out, I would. But being that I'm a parent, that's what keeps me from opting. That continues the motivation to opting in. But now that my kids are a little bit older, I am very inspired by the fact that my mom is still with us, and we just don't know how long. And doesn't mean that she is a vital 85. God bless.
Yes.
A vital. You know my mom. She's amazing. And but I really any family gathering. It could be Christmas or a random Wednesday. Any family gathering is inspired and devoted and dedicated to her. And if she walks out of there happy, I'm happy. And she walked out of there happy yesterday. So I felt just so gratified and filled with appreciation, and not for, you know, the obvious reasons, but in terms of, oh, it's the holidays and all my presents, absolutely not. But just the fact that she was smiling and laughing and engaging in conversation, and she loved the food. Girl, I threw down like my life depended on it. I threw down when I was on an episode of Chopped with Decent, you know, Ingredients. I threw down, and I made two different things. I made a turkey breast, and with all the trimmings, and I made linguine with scallops and vegetables.
Yeah.
People had a choice, like a restaurant.
Yeah.
And my
well,
mother's
that's,
yeah, she was blown away. I was so happy.
Yeah, you cook like that anyway. Not your MO. You feed the masses, and it's delicious and all as well. I do want to acknowledge our phones are lit up this morning, so fantastic.
Oh, let's take calls.
And I know you guys. Yeah, we are going to take calls. I do want to have a shout out real quick to my family. My dad just landed in the Philippines. Actually, got to his destination.
Yay!
There was a typhoon on the beach, one beach that my family was on, but they're all fine. Everybody's good. They did opt to go during typhoon season. Yeah. So I've been watching that a little bit and seeing what develops. But, you know, 2 days without, for Americans, 2 days without Wi-Fi, that's a little disturbing for them. It's like unbelievable. And I think it was one of my uncle's sort of worst nightmares, and he manifested that for sure. Anyway. Not having Wi-Fi for a couple of days. But it's all good. They're back. They're posting pictures on social media saying they're fine, all is well. We kind of knew that based on the back burner of the things, not on social media, but
right.
Family and stuff like that. Everybody's good. And then I noticed that Dad did check in to the resort that they're going to be at. They are having a 3-day family reunion bash. So that's happening. You know, so happy holidays to my family. I know at some point, you know, my dad will be listening to the show because he listens to us all the time. And so shout out to him. And his wife is – here's the weird – like, just before he left, he got some messages like his wife wasn't going to be able to meet him because the hospital needed all the help they could get. My dad's new wife – they've been married. They'll be married 2 years now. Wow, that's huge.
Wow.
Anyway,
that's
so
huge. Uncle Tony, still my heart is healed.
Yeah,
my love.
So she works in Abu Dhabi in the Middle East, and she's a dentist there, and actually helps run that office as well. And So she was. They were saying that because everybody had taken off to go holidays, they were kind of stopping everybody, and she had already gotten her ticket. And
wow.
But I noticed, and so she's like, she's on her way. So all is well. Everybody's, you know, getting dispersed and doing all the things that they're supposed to be doing. So I just shout out to the fam who listens, and I love you guys, and
yes.
I miss
shout,
you.
Miss
shout
you. To the Bangalins.
Is very quiet. That's the Bangalin side. And Howl side, they all individually do their own thing. I didn't mess with anybody yesterday, just chilled and had a great time. But that was it. Got to FaceTime with my kids. All is well. But anyway, let's take a caller.
Let's take a caller.
This person has been very patient. You've been so patient. Area code 631, you're on the air with the Lois Effect.
Yes, good morning. My name is Sue. I haven't called in a while. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Hi, Sue.
Well, thank you, Sue.
So since it's been a while, I'm going to just ask for permission to reconnect your energy, please.
Sure.
Okay, so how can we help? What's going on?
Things are going pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I met a nice man and stuff like that. I'm
Hello.
Still working in the same place, but I am, like, putting out to the universe. I really want to work closer to home.
Okay.
I got job offers, but I didn't take them because they were far. I'm still working that one that's kind of far. I'm staying there. But do you see anything closer coming in?
Okay, so one thing that when you were saying, put it out to the universe isn't going to be thinking about distance and linear things like time and space. So
okay.
The universe, so I think in reframing how you're putting that ask, it's by your own for your own desire, your own good. And in a moment, I actually want to throw this over to Anna so she can speak on that, because I'm thinking that she would likely agree with me. And while she's doing that, I want to continue to connect to your energy, because I'm kind of feeling that is there anyone that you feel connected to that's on the other side, female energy?
Yes, an aunt, a grandmother.
Okay, because I'm feeling something. So let me just stay with that. I'm going to put you over with Anna, and
okay.
Then we're going to circle back to me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but there's a female energy on
Thank
the other
you.
Side, so I want to see if anything comes in with that.
Sure.
Okay. Cool.
Awesome. Yeah, it's what was said earlier, and I think you know this already. It is about your energy and what's up. I love the fact that you said, I'm getting job offers, but they're not accepting them because they're not in the location that you want to be in. And it's kind of like the universe is saying, hey, how about this dress? You know, and you're saying, no, it's not my perfect ideal one. And I think you will intuit that which is the ideal one, whether it's actually closer to that. It might be something that comes up that you know, and you're looking at it like, wait a second, that looks, you know, that's pulling at me or that's tugging at me. And it may, even the next one might not necessarily be the one, but it's that one that's going to bring you to that space that is the next one. So it's like kind of like, I have this, I like it, it's not ideal, but I'm taking the good from this and I'm appreciating what's positive from this, and then I'm going to move that into what's next. And so when those of us that are practicing this energy-based manifestation and energy-based creation, and I say that in a weird way because a lot of times we get people who are curious. They're like, what are they talking about? Because this is all about our energy. And again, when we think about what we want, you know, what are the reasons why you want it closer? Obviously, travel time, obviously, you know, so see yourself in that space of, you know, yeah, I want a job that, you know, I'm there in moments. I'm there, you know, in that space of being happy, you know, not because you don't want to compromise either, because that's a lot of times, I've had conversations with folks like, well, this felt like the better deal because of this, this, and this. I really felt pulled towards this, but I didn't take it because of, you know, I've had people who've taken jobs that, like, they felt like, wow, I'm way overqualified for this, but I need a job. And the next thing you know, they've taken the job, and it led them to building their own business. We had a caller who actually did that, who took a job in a university in a cafeteria just because she needed a job, but it led her into starting her own business of painting. She was an artist, so she started painting murals for people that she met within that job and started her own business. So does that make sense, Sue? I mean, it's really...
Well, where I'm at, I really can't grow, no, but
yeah.
I'm looking for something closer. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, it's closer, but it is, like you just said, I can't grow. So instead of looking for that closer, let go of it's not close enough and look into the growth part of it. Look into that part of it, because that, to me, seems like it's the priority. Not really.
Yeah. I want to be a teacher, close to home. I got offered one that's like over half an hour away. It's going to be bad in the rain and the snow. I'm a teacher aide now, but I'm not really with kids, believe it or not. They're doing everything else. So I'm putting my energy into getting a teacher aide, teacher assistant close to home.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Liz, you got something?
Yeah. So what's interesting is that I was picking up some stuff that I'm going to get to and that I jotted down that I'm going to get to in a moment. But as you were just saying your final things with Anna, I think, and I do now, I do remember, you near Long Island?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I do remember the energy that has been with these positions, and I do remember going that you were in kind of similar situations or situations that had to deal with work. There was the cafeteria stuff. There was the monitoring stuff. Now it's all kind of coming back to me. But there might be something closer that could be in a different private enterprise. So outside of the school system, but it's parallel. So that I think in your where you're sort of in the lane that you're choosing, where you would like these conditions, so to speak, so that they give you ease, right, and convenience, I think to look into a private enterprise that does the same thing. It could be ambulance services. It's funny because I wrote down
You know what it is? I'm just trying to, you know, I put in retirement money over the years.
Through the board of ed there?
Yeah, like, you know, teacher aid, teacher assistant, then I'm taking that away. You know what I'm saying? I want to be 60 next year. I don't want to.
I understand.
Yeah.
You sound like you're getting the plague, and you're not. Okay. So I get it, though. I get it. You're funny. Because, listen, I still, when you walk into happy hour, they're like, let me get some fries with that shake, so stop playing with us. Stop playing with us, Granny. Okay? You could be like the life of the party, girl. Don't even play with me. Okay? So there is this duality of energy. You're being very, like, it's cute. Like, you're being very responsible. But there's almost like a rigidity to it. But I get it because you have built something. I understand what you're saying. So you have built something. So pension and things like that would come through the Board of Ed, right?
Yeah, well,
okay.
No, but that's okay.
Okay, whatever. Whatever agency that you're working within, whoever
right.
is in charge of disbursing those payments. Have you been in that system for many years?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if this would apply to you, But there is a thing that I heard about called the, and my friend retired at 59 because he did this thing that I'm going to tell you about, okay? And with a full pension. So there's a thing in labor law. I don't know if it would apply to your situation.
No, you have to. I don't have that much in. I mean, I still have to go till 62, 67 to get it.
Okay, but you're not letting me tell you what my friend did.
Okay.
Who we did
all
at
right.
59, if you want to hear. Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So the thing is, you're very quick to, and I get it, you're very quick, you're very responsible. So what I would gently suggest is that maybe just as a little mantra to yourself, Sue, just say, yes, I'm being responsible, right? So we're not going to take away from that. You're crossing your T's, you're dotting your I's. But maybe in that same breath, you could say, yes, I'm responsible, but I'm also open to the beautiful possibilities that Spirit has for me. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to give you that because we got to soften some of the rough edges. You follow what I'm saying? So that could kind of soften the little bit of heaviness with the things that have been surrounding your job, because it's been, I remember when you, the very first time you called, it was a different issue, but the energy, it was kind of parallel. It was still about work, but there was a kind of like a heavy rigidness about it. So I just want to kind of introduce another way of looking at it. Like, yes, I'm responsible and I'm open to beautiful possibilities that Spirit has. So, I'll just tell you what this is, but I'm not going to put a lot of energy into it because it seems like you're very aware about how your job works. But there's a thing called the rule of 75. If your age, and my friend worked for this organization for like a long time, so it's a rare thing for someone to get it. If your age plus the number of years you work someplace adds up to at least 75, you can retire with full pension. It's called the rule of 75. And it's a loophole that a lot of employers don't want their employees to know about, but it worked for my friend. So moving on, because you don't need to shut it down. I'm just telling you what my friend did. Is there a Mary or a Lucy? Because those are two names that came in.
There's a Mary.
Okay. Is she an aunt?
Yes.
Okay. Aunt Mary came in. That was the first name I wrote down. Okay. What was your relationship with Aunt Mary?
She was my aunt. She was a funny lady. She used to love cookies and steal little cookies,
okay.
Any little sugary things that were around.
She wants you to she's like, lighten up. She just really wants you to, I mean, she's saying it lovingly, like she's laughing, like she's like, lighten up. You got this. She's cheering you on. So ask her for help, because on the other side, you can get support. So Aunt Mary came in. I don't know what this means. Maybe it's part of the school system that you're working in, or it will mean something to you, but I wrote a question mark after this word. Nuns. Any influence with nuns in your life?
No.
Okay, so file that away. Some like nuns. I have no idea. So see if that is a clue to anything. Were you ever exposed to nuns, there's like a parochial school around you? Or?
Yeah, there was. I worked for a parochial school for 6 years.
Thank you. Okay, were there nuns in that school?
Yes.
Okay,
one nun. She was the principal. One nun. She was the principal.
Okay. Thank you. So there's like a clue here, but you are not with that school right now, correct?
No, I haven't been since 2010.
Okay, would it still be the same same source of where you get your pension and all that?
No. I put into it, but I changed around, so I really can't get it now, and I wouldn't even want to retire at 59 because.
That wasn't my question.
Yeah. No, not really. No. Not with them. No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the thing is, it's like you're Okay, so in that principal's demeanor, what was her demeanor like?
She was strict.
Okay, what else? Her personality, besides being strict?
Sometimes funny, but little, I don't know, off, a little off.
Okay, okay. So the energy that I'm getting here, Sue, is there seems to be a there's one part of you that's so accelerated for the other part, for the spirit part of you to catch up. Like you've already made up your mind about so many things.
No, not really. I just had
okay.
to take care of myself. I've put
okay.
out jobs or things for other things, but I don't get interviews because they see that I've just worked for kids with so many years and I don't have the skills. I'm not trying to narrow myself. I put
right.
in for lots of things. You know, it's just
right.
you have to get interviews and you can't keep taking off work to go on the interview.
Yeah, but I'm not saying any of those things. I just said there's a part of you. Yeah, so I'm going to – yeah, so – I'm not saying that. So it's like you're taking information. So this is what I'm trying to say to you, and then I'm going to let you go. You're taking
okay.
information, right? And you're processing it very clearly, which is great, very clearly, but you're processing it in a way that you really make it your own. So it really wasn't what I was saying. But that's okay.
Oh, I didn't understand. That's why. Because we were talking about work and where I used to work with the nun. That's why.
Right, but I was asking you about I was asking you about her demeanor and her personality because there is something like I on this show or in life because this is it's a switch I can't shut off. I'll get images and symbols to communicate with the caller. So it's like Aunt Mary. I wrote that name, Aunt Mary, like immediately, and I got the image of a nun, and we are talking about work. So there was a nun that was part of your workplace 6 years ago, and I'm trying to, in collaboration with you, because it's your life, your path. I'm just a chick on the co-host on the podcast. So that we can sort of work together to see if we can connect those dots. So there's a, and in that process, and I had to learn that. I'm so grateful for doing this show for so long because I had to let go of so much in order to allow the information come through so I can interpret it in the language that we use because spirit doesn't use language like that. So anyway, I'm going to make it very simple. It's indeed possible that you can get things closer to home and ask Aunt Mary to help you. And I think that way, I think that's the best thing I could say without elaborating. Okay?
All right. I can do that.
All right. That's it. You're going to do fine.
Okay,
you're in the
thank
home stretch.
You.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Sue. All right.
Okay.
We're back. Okay. I didn't drop you. Okay. So we have similar.
No, I'm here.
That was
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Good. All right.
Do you have any other people waiting for
the next?
Okay. Let's take the next call.
Yeah. We do.
Yay.
Okay. So area code 973. You're on the air with the Lois Effect. Hello.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Oh, I know.
Morning.
I know who this is.
Yes. How are you guys? Thank you for having us here today.
Hi, darling. Of course. How are you?
Fine.
Okay. Yes. You haven't called us in a minute. So how can we help you today? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Just whatever message is for me.
Okay. So we're going to have you pull a message. So let me just load up the database, since you last called us, because it's been a little while, we've switched up the show, but it does not affect if people want to pull a message. Okay, I'm ready. You know the routine. You remember. I'm ready.
Yes.
Right there. Okay, stand by.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. So this is it's rare that we get a two-digit number associated with the message. There's very few of them with that. This is one of them. And that two-digit number, Anna, is 5151. Okay? And here is the message that you picked. Okay. True connectivity to the heart and soul of humanity brings a transcendence of gratification and a joyfulness impervious to dense, dark energies. I'll read it again. So what's great is that when you're really connected to just like the joy of the masses, let's say it's a party, it's a concert, it's a coming together, it's a joy even greater than gratification. And it's a joy that's immune to, like, lower dark energies. So that's kind of the heart of this message, but I'm going to read it again the way that it was written. All right? And I can see, girl, you're the life of the party. Don't even play with me, like Sue. Okay? It's like, you guys are, stop. You guys are the life of the party. So you walk in, people light up, okay? True connectivity to the heart and soul of humanity brings a transcendence of gratification and a joyfulness impervious to dense dark energies. And I would say that, let's say there's a situation going on and you see how it could go either way, like, you know, it could take one person to bring a whole room down, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like a lower kind of energy, and it's almost like whatever you can do to just keep the vibration high, have the most fun and joy, especially during this time of year between Christmas and New Year's. It's kind of a funky time. So just to celebrate before we have to get down to business, and to know that your light will overrule any sort of illusion of darkness. All right, just keep laughing, keep having fun. And Anna, again, the number, I said 51, I believe. 51, so I'll turn it over to you.
Cool. So the five and the one, the number five is freedom through change. Changes. Things are shifting and moving, and I believe that's a message for a lot of us that are happening. So thanks for calling in, because that, you know, you're sharing this with us. That five can be a little chaotic at times, but that one, when it pops in, is a very confident number, very self-empowering, very self-motivated. It's one of those numbers that it can stand alone. So that's really kind of cool. So it is all about the self. So together they are a number of love, the number six, number of love, number of family, people you're connected to, and it's a number that just says that you are absolutely can stand in confidence in whatever it is that you do and whatever it is that you choose. So, and that's awesome. It's a very, very cool number. So I don't know, you know, it applies to everything, because energy is energy and it applies to everything. And a lot of us look at that going, you know, is it personal, is it professional, but it's everything and it's how we direct it. So, yeah, those are fun. I like that, you know, when you talk about, you were talking about, being able to be what, the life of the party or lighting up a room. It's that's that number, because when you walk in, people can either do two things. They can meet your energy where you're at, which is high vibrational, or you can drop your energy. But that you're carrying that one means that you're not going to do that, because you're confident in that you bring in. So hope that helps.
That is so true. I that is me all the way.
Great.
Yeah. It's like a gift
that God and the universe gave me. I've always been that way. Ever since I was little, I would finish my work fast, and I would just be in the back laughing. My mother used to have to come to school because I would be laughing. The teacher was like, she just finishes her work and she just giggles. My mother was apologizing for me being happy. She's like, I really want to go home.
That's you know what? That's a line that a stand-up comic would say. That's so funny. That is so, you know, because there's always in comedy, there's always so much truth, and in that truth,
yeah,
there's a little bit of pain to that, and you put those two things together, and that's effective comedy. That's really funny.
I mean, my mother's face was so serious. She was like, I really don't know what's wrong with her. They were talking about me like I wasn't even standing there.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
She's a giggle. She's just so happy.
isn't it odd? Isn't it odd when people think that something is not right with you when you're happy?
Thank you.
No, I get, are you drunk? No, they'll say, are you drunk?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in the ministry. I've never drank. I'm just happy. Yeah.
Yeah, just happy. And people don't get that you can be high on life and be totally
right
in this joyous place in the middle of chaos even. But they all get like, why are you smiling? And it's like, because this is evidence that something new and clearer is on its way. Like, you can be in the mix of it. Yeah, sometimes we get caught up in it for a moment, but then once we're like, wait a second, you know, I can choose in this moment.
I have to stay away from people because some people get angry because I'm so happy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know that term, misery loves company? See, to me, that's a term. So what's the one for happiness? Because there's got to be
that's a good point, Anna.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, and I've always wanted, same things happen to me. Like, you go into and you're happy and you're smiling and everybody's like, what's wrong with you? Like, what, I
yes
chose to be happy, so you're mad at me? What's up with
right
that?
But you can't, you know, but,
yeah.
That's like you can't win. Like, because I can just be very focused on what I have to do, and my whole life, and I, you know, I live in New York. Smile. I'm like, bitch, don't tell me to smile.
I'm smiling. I'm smiling.
Yeah, I'm smiling. Mind your business.
I'm smiling.
So you, it's like you can't win. It's so funny. It's just, it's so, it's like, mind your damn business.
Well, I believe that they can feel the energy, and, you know, at first I didn't really understand that, but they have no idea that. It's actually ironic because I was dropped into a lot of nonsense in my life, so I've seen some things
right
that I couldn't control, and it did
sure
affect me, but I just have a gift of joy, so you can shift your mind at any given time to that. You know, even at my mom's
yes
funeral, my uncle was going to put me out because my whole family is Muslim. So I expressed myself, and he was like, you better not cry. Some ridiculous Muslim thing. They were like,
right,
you better not cry because it hurts the people. And she, it was only 3 days. So I had to, as everyone was consoling me, I had to whisper a joke in one of my girlfriend's
oh
ears. And we were laughing with tears in our eyes because I had to shift my energy. So it was actually, I believe that life is a school. So for
yes
those of us who sit, I'm the type, when I go to class, I sit in front of the teacher, I make eye contact, I laugh, I'm listening.
Yay.
And that's the way life is with the law of attraction. When you are intentional, you are intentional. Your pain pays for your purpose. So you don't let that define you. It's
yes
actually a strength. So the things that happened in the beginning, I said, that's not going to be my lot in life. I'm going to walk, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to be happy, I'm
yep
going to gonna make other people happy. I was in a class, I'm taking a holistic class, and we were talking, and everybody was talking about depression. We were talking about depression, and I said, do you realize that we have 60,000 thoughts per day, and 30 seconds before you choose a thought?
Mm-hmm.
I said, 30 seconds before you have a thought, you chose that thought, so you're choosing this thought?
Mm-hmm.
The class was like, oh. And then they started laughing with me. I was like, so wait, you're choosing that? You're not a willing participant in your own mind? So, yeah, I have to stay away from people because they don't want that. They won't want to be accountable, and they don't want to choose joy, but joy
exactly
is a gift.
Yes, girl. Work. Preach. Yes. No wonder you're in the ministry because we just went to church for five. We went 5-minute church. Boom. Yes.
We are church without walls with no denomination. It's all love, and it's every opportunity we can charge each other the way we charge cell phones.
Absolutely.
So, and
that's
I had
right
someone, I didn't even know, you know, some people know you're spiritual and you don't even know it. When I was younger, somebody just walked to me and said, everybody don't love you, and left. I was like, oh, because I do think everybody loves me. I expect them to love me because I love them.
Yep. It's beautiful. beautiful. So, yeah, just keep, we don't have to say a damn thing to you. Like, just that, but that, and that message that you picked,
yeah,
it's so perfect for you because you are that light.
Yeah.
You are that life of the party.
Yeah.
You're in that light in that humorless room or whatever, and you're choosing life. So good for you.
Well, there's something else, too. We have the conscious mind. You have the subconscious mind, but you also have the vibrational mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the responsibility with the vibrational mind to control the vibrations. And as you control the vibrational mind, that's what you guys are picking up on because that's why that message came.
That's exactly what it's saying. Yes.
Yeah, I'm very intentional.
All day.
I think that's awesome. And what most people don't understand is when you have that, one, the confidence, but also when you walk and you're intentional in your daily practice, it's like a muscle and you continually hone that skill when you look for that better feeling thought. And I think a lot of folks don't understand. It's like that's why they're reminded of something, they stay in that place of negativity or sadness or depression or any of those things.
Right.
Understanding that you can shift it, but the more you focus on I am, you know, I see people, I am depressed. They're already labeling themselves with the
right.
I am. And it's like, whoa, wait a second. So one of the things that I've been working on for the past couple of months is about that, literally the neural pathways in your brain that you are training. So when you choose to move towards that better feeling thought, it perpetuates on itself, and it actually will change your neural pathways so that you are thinking this way the majority of the time. But again, it's a muscle that has to be worked. And a lot of times we can get derailed, and I think that's what this 51 was about, was because there are so many changes happening. There are so many changes that we are to walk in confidence in those changes, and that, I believe, is something that, you know, we're here talking about this now, and we can talk about, you know, when I do that show Bless the Mess, we talk about it, same thing. It's about turning around that thing that you're looking at that doesn't feel so great and saying, what's my gift in it? How can I be more in this? What am I here to receive in this? Because all the time, and this is what's really important, when people are shifting into this space of being intentional and being aligned with source, stuff is going to happen. As we can talk about our childhood, how stuff happens, people look at us and say, you know, what did they say? A lot of people don't like you, and you're like, well, what's up with that? You know, so it's like they want to bust your bubble because that's where they're at. You know, I'm gonna bring this person's too happy. I got to bring them down, and it's not. That's the sad part. It's like, you know, or maybe it's not the sad part. Maybe it's the part that says, hey, we're here, and now we're here to attract those people with like minds. So, again, listen to this conversation. Look who's talking. Look at all what we're saying to each other and to those out there. Like, you can be intentional. You can be happy.
What?
It is a choice. And
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the thing is that with me, I was trained by God very early. I actually went to school to do autopsies to become a doctor. My mom used to take me with her to people's funerals all the time. Don't ask me why. She was a cheerleader at the funeral. And I ended up doing autopsies, and even when I was there, it was a very spiritual experience because I was able to see the end from the beginning. So that's another reason that I'm always grateful. I'm always grateful, you know, to see that you're not in that state. And people don't understand, even with sickness, it's vibration.
Right.
It's a vibration. Mm. You can't even go low. You have to be careful. Like, I'm very careful of, like, if someone is sick and things like that. You know, you can talk to them, and then you'll see where they are. But it's like currency. Every day, when you wake up with gratitude, like, hey, ladies, thank you for having this show. I love you, and I'm leaving. Like, I left some good energy. Like, hey, girl, thank y'all. But if you're like, oh, okay, you had the show, all right. You know, so you have to be careful of that. And I'm so empathic that I had a godfather that passed away a month ago, and I thought about it, and when I went into his frequency, it tore me up.
Yeah, because you're an empath, and we have to be careful. That's right.
Oh, that was the worst thing ever for the first week. I said, I'm never doing that again. I was like, you know, and it was, but I was so protected. I couldn't even make it to his funeral. Whatever the energy,
I couldn't
even make it. And that never happened to me.
One thing that's coming in for me to suggest to you, and I do this all the time, is if you're like on the go, or even if you're just you know at home or whatever, you got to clear your energy, right? You got to clear it constantly. So what I do is I use just regular table salt. Like when I'm cooking and stuff, and there's like a little bit of extra salt in my hands, I wash my hands with that salt. Sometimes on the go, I'll have salt packets, and I'll be in a public restroom. I will do that, but at home all the time. So I think that's something that's coming in for you, to be the constant state of clearing your energy, because we're like magnets, you know, and we're like tofu. We absorb everything, and we need to be the foundation for ourselves. So just whatever you need to do, like on the go, be very aware of clearing your energy, even if it means, you know, every couple months that you're saging your apartment. I actually go to the local church and I get holy water that they have, like a little dispenser. I put it into a bottle, and then I make my own like air freshener using holy water and some other things that a very holy person told me to, like this combination of ingredients. And I'm constantly spraying it. And with the end of the year, this time now, between now and New Year's, it's a really good time to clear out. But people who are very empathetic, as we are, hypersensitive, as we are, all of us, you know, those of you guys listening, I mean, why would you listen to the show? So we're wired a particular way. It's our responsibility to ourselves and to others to kind of have like a protective barrier. You know, this is a crazy image that's coming in, so it's not one I choose, but I'm going to say what's coming in. It's almost like if we have to protect ourselves from STDs, okay, we need to protect ourselves from other kinds of viral type of situation that's out there. So we kind of need etheric protection. Even if it's the thinnest barrier that you can't even feel, we know it's there. We know that there is a barrier.
Listen, you just said the key thing. The STD is the spiritually transmitted diseases, because you have diseases of the attitude.
That's
so
right.
What happens is your attitude determines your altitude. But I am so sensitive. You guys are going to laugh now. I stage every day, and I don't even really go to people's houses. And when I did go, I brought the stage with me and was talking to them with the smoke and the little holder. I was like, excuse me, I have to protect my energy. I was smoking the stage in front of them. And they was like, I understand. Because now I'm intentional. I'm tired of getting beat up by life and challenges, you know, and I was like, well, what is wrong? Why do I feel this way? You know, the
spiritual
I have to sage people while they're talking to me.
Okay, that's really
that's
funny. And what I'm actually planning on doing is I'm going to get like a travel size spray bottle, and I'm going to make this like holy water type of concoction that this wise woman told me, and I'm going to carry it with me. So if I can't wash my hands with salt or whatever, I can at least spray myself before and after, you know, with a little travel size.
You can also visualize red roses or red rose petals.
That's a good one.
Or any
that's
of that, because the rose is so high vibrational. When I was studying you know, with my alchemy teachers, there were so many different tools that we could use. But the rose was so instant. Like you talk about being around people and saging them. And what you can do is before you even have a conversation before you even go in or even on the phone, if you're talking to someone on the phone, visualize a rose between you. And visualize, you know, if you're talking to someone, visualize roses all around you and surrounding you, because that's what's going to absorb the energy.
That's
so
great, Anna.
So I use that one a lot. And then, of course, I was taught how to build my own little, you know, my own little octahedron that I can walk around in too. So that, you know, for me, that's very important that I do that before I go into any, I would say any situation, but a lot of times, you know, you're going to be, you know, the way I am, I'm kind of super spontaneous, so I might go in somewhere. So the roses for me have been very essential.
That's helpful. Thank you for that. That actually is so helpful,
yeah,
because then
yeah,
you don't need to have, like, anything, a physical tool. It's just it comes from your heart and your soul and your mind, like, okay, I'm offering red roses in this moment. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's great.
You know, the key is for everything, it's a belief. You know, all of this is a belief. And we have those of us that are intuitive. You know, you two, I, you know, it's like I appreciate having you two here having this conversation. And because the things will get me, but I don't allow, I just for some reason don't allow all that to step in. And it's something that I'm kind of working on, but I'm still like, I don't know that I want to be in that space where I'm receiving all of that information all at once like that. So, you know, it's those. For me, it's those things, but I also know I can step into or be in a situation with someone, and I, like you said, you can get their energy. You know where they're at based on just standing next to them. You can feel energetically where they're at. And folks, with that, when we get not well, dis-ease was lack of ease, dis-ease. So when we understand that, our physical body is that last defense of what our thoughts are. What our feelings are. So understand that when something starts going wrong, like, you know, you're walking around, all of a sudden your ankle hurts. It's like, okay, I'll say to myself, oh, that ankle's a little stiff. What am I not moving forward on today? And so you have to understand that your body is like a detector, and all of a sudden when your body starts, you know, not doing well. You know, I don't want to use words like failing and sick and all that. It's when it's not doing well. Understand that that's our last defense, y'all. It's like our body's finally absorbing it. It's like, uh-oh, what's going on? So pay attention to that, because we stop ourselves from moving forward. And that forward is our perpetual norm. It's the norm, like, to move on things. But what do we say? Oh, I don't like change. I don't like change, you know. But change is the number, is the only thing that's constant in our lives. The only thing that's constant is change. Anyway.
Two things that we can do. What I learned from doing the autopsies is that people don't understand that we have a relationship with our body. There's two things. The first thing is the relationship with the spirit. You should have a relationship with the spirit and the law of attraction and your words and be accountable. But when you have a relationship with your body, if you start off, we're so busy, we don't even take time to thank our hearts, to thank our kidneys, to thank our brain. Hey, good morning. I thank you that we're in a state of prayer. I thank you that you're working.
Yep.
How are you with yourself all this time and don't even appreciate them? You know, it's just because I saw it. So that's the way I think we could be proactive in that respect.
Absolutely.
Another point that I wanted to bring up is that there's a gentleman named Neville Goddard that was a prophet from years ago, like in 1973, and he passed away, I think, in 73, but he said that there's something called the pruning shears of revision, where you can go back and you can revise experiences that weren't favorable. But he said that we have the ability to heal people with our minds. So when you're in a state of peace, with me especially, since it's, you know, kind of challenging for me to touch people and be around them, you can heal them when you're in that state. We can be in a state, a meditative state, and we can send healing to them.
Yep.
So we are very powerful once we understand, you know, and I'm very grateful to you ladies for having this show, you know, to even be able to have this conversation. You know, I just learned a lot, because we need to know that. You know, anything you're going to do, you should exceed, you know, God's expectations. And that's what I'm saying. So thank you for the rose. So that's what I'm thinking. Like, some people
hurt. Isn't that great? The rose. Hello. I'm like, I'm taking that too. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I needed that, because I promise now that I go with the, especially with this, now that I know that I have to protect my energy, I'm manifesting faster. You manifest faster when you understand, hey, this is, because
right.
But my thing is, I don't like really dealing with people that mismanage their mind and their energy. So that's what we're saying now. Since I have to deal with them, I can still do that and manifest what I need.
Right.
So, yeah. These are secrets and strategies that's being revealed to us and whomever else may need it.
Yes.
We're working. We are working. We're going to work it, y'all.
Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for our guest, Pastor. Thank you for joining us.
The butt clap cheek. Remember how butt cheek clap, whatever we said.
Yes, back in the day. Yeah, but you know, but we've upgraded. You've got a promotion. We took out your pole. Your pole it has been, and now you went from a pole to a pulpit. So there you go.
No, I'm
there
both. I don't care. Yeah, I'm both. I'm happy. I'm both.
Yes. No, you're the best. You're the best. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling.
That was beautiful
to hear from you again. Thank you so much. We love you.
I love you. Bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Talk about raising vibration. There you go. Woo.
Sweet.
Love it.
I love it.
Yeah. That's amazing to me. I always say this, you know, whenever I'm on, especially when I'm on with you and you pull messages and stuff, I always feel like the caller's calling in. They're talking to me, you know?
Yes, me
and
too.
I love,
yeah.
I wrote my two takeaways today: be intentional and be like tofu. Be intentional and be like tofu.
Right.
Which is funny because I cooked tofu yesterday.
Oh, isn't
that
funny?
And that was, yeah. So tofu, there's a whole funny, you know, I think about that because you've got to take the moisture out of the tofu.
That's
before
right.
you cook
That's
the
right.
tofu so it absorbs.
That's a whole
we always
process.
Talk about letting go of the stuff that doesn't serve you with like the liquid in the tofu, and then you can bring all that goodness in. So it's like, yeah, be intentional and be like tofu. Those are my takeaways for today. So I'm done. No.
That's beautiful.
I love it. And
Yay.
The laughter. Oh my God, I love to laugh. Laughing is
we
the best.
Honey,
high vibrational.
We love to laugh. Love that.
Yeah.
Is anybody else in the queue, or how are we?
Nobody. So we've got people. You haven't raised your hand. Push one if you're listening and you want to get on the air. We've got about 5 minutes left. Oh, we do have someone. Hold on.
Okay, good. Let's take
610. Hello, you're on the
line.
Hello, Sivet.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Tabitha.
Hi, a first-time caller?
Tabitha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you can give your birthday, and Anna will take it. What's your birthday?
January 21st, 91.
Girl, your birthday's coming up. Yay. Okay, how can we help you today?
Is there, like, a point or a reason or, like, a cause for my relationship with my boyfriend, Christopher?
Now, it's interesting. Do you have a connection with anybody past? Because I'm feeling energy from the other side.
I have two diseased grandparents.
Okay.
I have some friends that passed away too.
All right. Let me just, you know what I'm going to do actually? I'm feeling the energy from the other side. I don't know who it is yet. So let me just keep connecting. I'm going to pass you over to Anna. She's going to talk about what's happening with you, and then we're going to circle back to me. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, Tabitha, actually, can you give me your boyfriend's birthday as well? And then that way we can look at that. And you said if there's a purpose, I wanted to take a look at both of you.
March 7th, 91.
3791. Okay. So I just want to kind of take a look because sometimes when you ask a question like that, it's like, well, now what I do, and I don't know, are you familiar with numerology?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you done your life path? No.
My life path is a 6.
Yeah. Okay. So you know that already. So you know okay, so I don't have to tell you what the six is, but your number is also based on some numbers prior to that, what makes up the six. So you've got you have a mixture of numbers, but you also have like a one, a three, and a two in there. So, and he's a three life path, which are creative, kind of creative people. They're they can be fun, like fun people. A lot of threes I know, they like to have fun and stuff like that. So he shares a lot of the same numbers with you. So that's a good thing. I always say that that's a good thing. And then at the same time, you guys have numbers that are, you know, they can be like the one. So the one is kind of demanding. It can be, you know, I always say the one is about being self-empowered and self-motivated and self-reliant and all that about the self. But then it can also be about the self, like what about me? Like a me kind of number. So I don't know if there's a clashing there going on, because it's, you know, everybody's got their demands. Let's just put it that way. So that could be something that's going on there too. But what I do want to look at is you've got a birthday coming up. So happy almost birthday to you. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you're going to be in an 8 year. You're in a 7 year now. So that means this whole year from your birthday until your birthday coming up in January, you've been in this very self-contemplative kind of energy space. I call it the God space. It's the space of self-reflection, and it is a place of taking a look at everything in your life and going, does this serve me? Is this important to me? How can I work with this? Does this make me happy? So that really looking inside and really paying attention to what's going on with you. And you can look at these outside relationships, whether it's with boyfriend, whether it's with your parents, whether it's with siblings or anybody, and you're going to say, I don't know if this serves me, because this doesn't, sometimes this doesn't feel good. And I will tell you right now, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 1 plus 3, you're still in the energy of 2019, and that 2019 is a 3 year. And he's in a 4 year right now. So everything for him is going to be about, not everything, but planning. It's going to be about need to know kind of, you know, what's on your mind, what's happening. Just almost, it could be a big bossy situation, because it's like, I need, or a controlling kind of situation, literally until his birthday. So on March the 7th, he goes into a 5 year, which is freedom through changes. So he can start becoming very spontaneous, and he can, you know, so every year you go through we're going through a cycle of 9. So where you're at the 7, you're about to be in an 8. He's in a 4, about to be in a 5. So I just wanted to say all of those numbers are at play here. So if you understand the numbers, you can say, oh, he's in a 4 year right now. So he's going to try to plan things, and he's going to try to, you know, might seem a little bit demanding to you. And again, don't know you, don't know the situation. I don't even know if what I'm saying to you makes sense. But based on the numbers, this is kind of what could be happening. Because that self, that to me, that 7 year, that seeking year, is very self contemplative. So it can ask a lot of questions. And really, the question is there a purpose for this person in my life? And it could very well be, if you can understand him and who he is, yes, you do have a lot of similar numbers. Back to that again. One of them is the creative number, the 3 in there, and one of them is the number 1, which is also kind of a, you know, I say demanding number, but it's just, it could be, I call it the big bossy number too. I have it in my name. I don't have it in my birthday, but I have it in my name. But it's like that, to me, can be a clash of what's going on too. So I don't know if that helps you, digging deep into numerology or not, or life path anyway. But anyway.
Okay.
What does that help you at all, Tabitha?
Yeah, I learned a lot about how we have similar numbers, and also what you said about, like, what serves me, you know, like thinking about that this year, I realize that's why I keep breaking up ties with people like that.
Yep.
People for say you should go see this, go see that. I just don't want to, you know. I broke up like so many ties that like people, those around me are kind of concerned or would love for me to go, but like I broke them up, you know, that these two points are very significant.
That's great.
So that you'll shift out of that seven on your birthday, and that seven is a, I think, a place for a lot of us to be introspective and contemplative. It's not that we want to necessarily push everybody away, but you kind of do. It's like if you had an opportunity to kind of go meditate on a mountain, you'd go do it, you know, because you just don't want to be around that. That seven energy is what it is, the God number for me. It's that very connection with the self. So honor that. And then, yeah, you say people are concerned, but it's like, you know, it's where the year before you were probably connecting with a lot of your family and friends. And you were very, you know, before your birthday, because you were in a 6 year, that's a family year. That's a number of love and family. So it's very different. So as we go through our years, those things change to prepare us for different things happening. So acknowledge that within yourself and just understand that, that's where you're at right now. And meet, you know, don't try to be something you're not. At the same time, you know, with family members and people, say, just assure them, it's going to be okay. I'm fine. I just need this time for me right now. And that's important, especially right now.
Yeah. And, anyway, like, I also realized that the year, last year, like, when we got closer, me and my boyfriend, like, I was a 6 and he was a 3. I was in my life path year. He was in his life path year, and we got closer, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah,
but,
then you were in a 6 year. That makes total sense. Total sense that you were definitely, you know, his I would say for you, you are the person that can make or break it. I'm going to say that because you are, you try to harmonize everything. You want to make everything in harmony, whether you're creating, you know, art or music or a relationship, you want to make that like harmonic. You want it to be that. So that's the thing is that you're also a leader too. So you want to say, okay, I got this. I know how to do it. I'm going to come this way. Now he's got that one as well. He's very creative as well. And he can say, whoa, wait a second. You know, wait, I got this. I'm going to show you, you know? So you're the harmonizer though. You're the one that can look at this and you see it. I mean, you just said, I see it. I see how, you know, we got all along well, and then all of a sudden, boom, things have changed. But it's going to change again. So, you know, coming up on both of your birthdays, things are going to shift. He's going to loosen up on his wanting to control things and that kind of thing. You're actually going into a very abundant and manifestation year. So that's pretty awesome too, you know. So, and if it doesn't happen now, you'll very definitely know the year after that, because that's the 9, and that you will really be letting go of things that don't serve you. You'll be helping a lot of people, but at the same time, you'll also be letting go. But that's a conversation for another time. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're a little over time, so I'll just jump in here real quick. I believe the energy was not from your grandparents, but from your friend who passed. And who has depression? Is there somebody, I don't know if it's yourself, the boyfriend, whoever, but the word depression came in?
You mean like a living person with depression or a diseased person with depression?
I don't know. I just wrote down, you're going to have to help me. Just the word, where it came into relationship with picking up on energy from the other side, I felt that it was more assigned to your friend, and then the word depression came in. So you're going to have to help me with that. I don't know if it's a person who passed or this is around you, but that's the word that I wrote down.
My stepdad, like, I don't know, I feel like he has depression. I feel like people around me have depression. My boyfriend diagnosed with depression before.
Thank you. And so you're asking the question about your boyfriend. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, great. So, and your friend is kind of the one who passed. Is it a female?
Okay, did she pass recently?
I'm asking you, is the friend who passed?
A couple females. One was mid-aged when she passed. She died of ovarian cancer. Another, maybe something in her brain. I don't know, but like the one was more elderly.
It's definitely more of an energy. Excuse me, that you can relate to. So I'm gonna think that it's more of the one that's I get a female energy that's younger. I don't get like an older person.
Okay.
Okay. Kind of, and the thing is, the message is that something of value was lost, and it's like to find your purpose again, but something of value was lost.
Like by her or by me?
By you.
Oh, okay.
Something of value has been lost, and the energy of depression is interesting because if your boyfriend was diagnosed with depression, that's nothing to sweep under the rug. So that kind of gives us a clue that this energy from the other side is kind of confirming that, right?
But, like, what you said about something of value is lost reminds me of, like, when I was, like, a teenager and I had a bit of a depression and I overdosed. I was actually aiming for going to, like, Ivy League and, like, I gave up everything and started going, like, downhill.
Yep,
sick.
That's it. And would that person who passed, the younger one, someone who would have been in the picture around then, or...
No, she, I met her maybe like a few years ago, and yeah.
Okay, but something of value, but this is obviously somebody close to you that's looking out for you. So, so something of value was, and it's interesting because before that I wrote purpose - something of value was lost. And whatever conflict you're feeling is to, this is the energy I'm getting from the other side. Whatever conflict, turmoil, indecisions going on, to look at that as a gift. So it kind of makes sense with what you're saying before of like cutting ties with a lot of people. You're having this motivation, this drive to like let go of what no longer serves you and what holds you back, what's literally weighing you down. So it's interesting that this is kind of circling back to maybe healing some of the parts of yourself that perhaps felt lost, but you're strong enough to get them. And because I'm no numerologist, I co-host a podcast with one, that the 7, which is very introspective, right, that would kind of make sense. So you're seeing that what's all around you, boyfriend that has some issues, okay, let's just say that. Going back to the abandoned self, right, where something of value was lost, but to look at every discomfort and every conflict, because there's probably some conflict between you and your boyfriend, because why would you go, that there is a gift. And the last image that was given to me from the other side, I don't know what this means, but it's an image of helium balloons being sort of let go and cast away, so that it's like letting go of something. So I got that picture of balloons. I don't know if that has a specific correlation for you, or it's just the symbol of the way that you in memorial of somebody, or just as a ritual of letting go. But it's good that you're cutting ties. When you said that earlier, I'm like, people may not understand it, but it's good that you are cutting cords with people, because you have to take care of yourself and to kind of regard that teenager, that or that young woman, of honoring that and maybe tracing back your steps so you can reclaim. Because, girl, a boyfriend's cute and everything else, but at the end of the day, it's one of the reasons why you're also cutting people out of your life. You have to learn to be in relationship with yourself, loving relationship. So there's a part of you that's almost crying out or that's uncomfortable. That's the only tools that Source has to get your attention to, okay, I need to be forgiving myself and to start working on me in a loving, beautiful way. I hope between what Anna said and what I said that it lines up and makes sense. And we're going to sign off. And please call us back. We're on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30. Give us an update. We're here to help. So thank you for calling. It was great. I'm glad you called, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah. And connect to the people on the other side. They're there, and they can help you. All right?
Okay.
And the other thing, too, Anna had mentioned this great tip. If you're in conflict with anybody, or not in conflict, but just to visualize red roses when you're in communication with people that might get a little difficult, and to surround that to protect you, that can be miraculous. I actually, while you guys were talking, I actually made a screensaver on my phone so that every time I look at my phone, I see the picture of red roses as a reminder. So I
have something else. I have something else, too, whenever you have a second. Tabitha, I just wanted to say this to you. As you are working on yourself, because I feel like this is the real reason why you called, understand, that connection with your boyfriend, you have a choice, honey. You have a choice to take care of you and allow yourself to become the true you and let go of all that heaviness of sadness, depression, all the things. And your boyfriend has a choice as well. So the question is he going to move on this path with you and become that person? Or is he going to be the person where, because you can't line up with someone, you can't be in relationship with someone if energetically you're not lining up. And I feel like that's what's happening now. You're kind of on this path of, do we go forward parallel or do I take that right and move towards where I need to be? And you can have a conversation with him, care about him, you love him, you wanna be on this path. Like, have a really kind of true conversation with him because you're in that 7 year and you can do that. You can say, you know, I've been checking in with myself and this is how I feel and I want to know, are we going to support each other on this path or is it time to let go? Because I know where I want to go. The question is, energetically first, if you're not lining up, you're going to separate anyway. So you can have a beautiful conscious uncoupling as well. It doesn't have to be so chaotic. And at the same time, you've got to take care of you. That's the point of this. I believe that's the
okay.
two message that you came to hear here, okay? So as far as your boyfriend goes, you know, have the conversation. If you don't feel it, if you feel like, you know, I've got to bust out of this and be my own person, then, you know, do that because you're going to set the example too. Even if you're not together and he sees you and goes, wow, she's taken off. She's doing what she's not giving up. She's moving forward. And I'm going to do that too. So he's either going to catch up with you or he's going to kind of disappear into the background. So those are the choices. So do we stay behind and wait and to hold somebody else's hand, or do we choose to move forward? And this is your life. This is your life. So those are the things that you've got to sit with. You know, where am I going? How am I going to be with myself?
Cool. Like, another thing is, like, I'm going to be 29 this year, and my boyfriend will be 29. I'm afraid for, like, karmic retribution because his psychic master said, you know, like, in your age 369, that's when you have karmic retribution. And I, you know, went back to every one of my 369 ages. That's when every, like, bad luck happens. It's true, you know. And even, like, you know, I went to jail when I was 23. My stepdad had just had blood clot, like stroke or something, like a blood clot, you know, like he had to have surgery, like, recently, like actually 2 weeks ago. So like, and he's 56. So like, we're going to be 29 next year. I'm kind of afraid for ourselves.
Well, you've got to let go of that. First of all, you know, if we work on that as well and you move forward, you can let go of all that karmic stuff. You can let go of all the ancestral stuff. We just have to make a choice. And it's like when you expect something not good to happen, guess what? Something not good is going to happen because you create it.
Yeah,
we are
so
powerful. I don't know if you heard the caller before. Be intentional with your thoughts and be intentional with your actions. And be intentional first for yourself. And then move with everything else. So when you're thinking about, oh, you know, this karma thing coming in because 29, then that's your focus, and what you're focused on expands. Just keep remembering that. So when you focus on the goodness in your life and the goodness in things, I think we were talking about this, it's like because you're honing that muscle of these are my thoughts. And when the thoughts go awry, you bring them back to, you know what, all is well, all is good. Everything's going to be fine. You know, it's almost like your own little personal pep talk. We have our beliefs from when we were small and how we were raised, and I get that. Trust me, I'm still working through stuff. When we realize that those beliefs don't serve us, guess what? We can let them go. It's okay. We can change everything. We can change paradigms. We can change beliefs. We can change all that. So try not to get so caught up in the ancestral stuff or the stuff that, you know, somebody said this. I mean, I do a lot of my due diligence. I do a lot of research on things. And when I don't understand it, I go try to understand it further, because those numbers, the 369, can actually be very auspicious. So you've got to look at the auspiciousness of those numbers as well. But anyway, I know we've got to wrap it up here, Tad.
Yeah, we got to sign off.
Thank you so much for calling.
Call us back.
Thank you.
Great conversation, sweetheart. Yeah, call us back and send you some good vibes.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
All right, darling. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have an amazing day.
Yay. Wow.
All right, my love.
All right, my girl.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What a great show. What a powerful show.
Powerful.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody, thank you so much for calling. Yes.
Yeah.
Very powerful show. Thank
very
you.
Much so.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Very good.
So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And this show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Thanks so much.
Love you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Universal Energy Radio. Have an amazing day.